This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
They set out to free their mind, looking for what no one could find. Far away they could forget old regrets, old regrets. Take no rest, take no rest, take no rest. The sailors they rowed forth to the south, some to the north. But the sailors they went west, to the west, to the west. Take no rest, take no rest, take no rest. A voice from deep in the night called them to follow that light. There's no one hears it but you, no one to ask if it's true, if it's true, if it's true. Gotta be a place, gotta be a place, gotta be a place. Gotta be a place. No one could say where they've gone, or if they were right or wrong. To look for the good and the true within you, within you. Gotta be a place, gotta be a place, gotta be a place. The lost, the forgotten, the found, still haunt the winds with their sound. The song they sing is always the same. Sail away, sail away. Gotta be a place, gotta be a place, gotta be a place. Take no rest, take no rest, take no rest. Sail away, sail away. It's gotta be a place, gotta be a place, gotta be a place. Take no rest, take no rest, take no rest. Sail away, gotta be a place, take no rest.
It's a pleasure to have in our studio today Fred Simmons and Leslie Vogel representing the Folk Soul Band and
Thank
the
you.
Folk Soul Ensemble.
Yes.
All the way from Greenfield, New Hampshire. Welcome to the Folk Show.
Thank you.
Want to tell us about that tune?
Well, it's a kind of a tune about the discovery of America, loosely. I wrote it a while ago, and I've kind of let it reemerge a little bit in our folk soul ensemble that we've been doing with our daughter Rebecca, because it sounds so good with our little trio.
The Folk Soul Band's latest CD is called Let It Shine, and it's largely all generated by you folks, right? You've written most of the tunes that are on the CD?
Well, the Folk Soul Band is a seven-piece band that was formed 6 years ago around Mardi Gras. And so we've been sort of focusing on New Orleans Mardi Gras music. So we do some originals. Mm-hmm. We like to contribute originals, but we keep that spirit. We have a sax player, and we have a tuba for bass. We have a balafone, which is like an African xylophone, and drummer to complete the picture, guitar. And so it's a good party band.
So tell me what the attraction was for you, Fred, to the New Orleans sound and that.
Well, I've been playing trombone for many years, and I have played it in bands since college, which is quite a number of years, and traveled pretty much around the country playing rock and roll music and dance music with our bands on the trombone, and had never been to New Orleans until I went in 1993, and I began to learn about how central the trombone is to New Orleans music. I always thought I was kind of an anomaly as a rock and roll trombone player, you know, that the correct instruments would be the electric instruments and the guitar, which, you know, I used to play electric bass too. But I began to realize that really, you know, the music really all started in New Orleans. And when you go down there, there are trombones and horns everywhere. So that really re-inspired me. And so I love that stuff. And I love the Mardi Gras music. And it's just, the spirit is just amazing. And it's a great thing to base a band around.
You like that good time sound.
Yeah, especially up here in New Hampshire. You know, I think we need it. We need some of that New Orleans spirit around here too. So
there's something about that area. You know, when I go to like a Cajun festival or I'm listening to Zydeco, there's just something about it that's very uplifting, and it's hard not to feel the corners of your mouth turning up, and you're in a smile, and your feet start to tap, and then you're carried away into dancing around.
And it's very simple, and we all respond to it. Yeah. It's just amazing. As Americans, I think we are just tuned into it.
Joy. And Leslie, what about you? What do you bring to the Folk Soul Ensemble?
Well, the Folk Soul Ensemble is a smaller group.
Or the Folk Soul Band, either one.
Right, and either one. I bring the accordion, and I love harmony singing, and I also play the keyboard, so whichever song seems to need more grounding, I might tend to use the piano. But the accordion, I found some voice within the Zydeco and New Orleans music, and it's fun to discover that and to play along with the horns and feel that the accordion is actually another horn. It has a bellows, has air, and it sings.
Right. The accordion is awesome.
Now, not that long ago, you came out with a children's CD, is that right?
Yes, that was a couple of years ago, and the children's CD is a whole collection of songs, some of which I wrote and some of which I took from the traditional places. And it features almost every band member that we've played with in New England, plus my, at that time, 15-piece fiddle orchestra of teenagers who also sang and played on it, and some children in our family who sang along. So it was a full effort of gathering all the people that I had played with and worked with and having them on this CD with these children's and family songs, story songs. So
Leslie Vogel and Fred Simmons are our guests in the studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. And they have a festival that they're going to tell you about. But how about if we listen to another tune first, and then we'll come back and talk about what you could experience on Sunday, August 18th in Greenfield.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll do another kind of this one's a folk song that we like to do this time of year. The song emerges in the spring and it goes to sleep again in the fall. So while it's still summer, we're going to do it. It's called Wild Mountain Time. And if you know it, you can sing along. And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain time all across the purple heather. Will you go? La
Placido. Oh, the summertime is coming, and all the leaves are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme blooms across the purple heather. Will you go, lassie? If you will not go with me, I will surely find another. Hear the summer winds blow, while the bloom is on the heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all across the purple heather. Will you go, lassie? Gonna build my love tower at the foot of yonder fountain, and underneath I'll put all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? Summertime is coming, and all the lads are with their lassie, and their eyes all aglow. They've gone off among the heather. Will you go, lassie?
Mountain Time with Fred Simmons and Leslie Vogel from the Folk Soul Band here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and R.H. Irving Home Builders, specializing in sustainable, eco-friendly homes free of fossil fuels and utilizing continuous fresh air ventilation. Details at rhirvinghomebuilders.com. and Antioch University, New England, educating practitioner scholars with their doctoral program in clinical psychology. Antioch, NE.edu. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and it's a pleasure to have folks in here from the Folk Soul Band to talk to us about something that's happening on Sunday, August 18th. It's the Folk Soul Music Festival. It's from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. on the 18th. Fred Simmons, what's going to be going on at the festival? This isn't the first time you've done it, right? You've done this before?
That's right. This is our fourth. And each one has gotten a little better and more fun. And it's a lot of work, but it's good work. So we are going to start at 11 this time, and we're starting with a with Matt Heaton doing a children's show set that he's been working on lately. He has a new baby, so he's been writing some songs for kids, and so that should be great. And we'll also include, we have a couple of other things at the beginning, some of our younger relatives put together some music.
The junior folk soul ensemble.
And plus we do a parade. We kind of do a New Orleans second line parade at some undisclosed point in the proceedings.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And we have
try to keep it a little bit loose.
We have members of the Flying Gravity Circus, a youth circus dedicated to building young people's social, physical, and cognitive skills, and they will come and make a little presentation early in the morning. So if you're thinking of coming to the festival, don't wait till later. Come right away.
Especially if you've got kids.
Is there a trapeze involved?
Or? No, it's not that complicated.
No fire throwing.
Okay. Lots of creativity and humor.
And some clowning. And
fun.
And then we move on to our other groups, the Tara Greenblatt Band. I'm not sure yet what the order is going to be, but the Tara Greenblatt Band, Tara just created a new CD, and they are a really good group. Then we have Anne Olivia, which is Appalachian Celtic group that is centered in Gloucester, featuring Liz Simmons, who happens to be our daughter, and our son-in-law Flynn Cohen, and they've got a fiddler, and they also have a great album out, which is called Same Way Down.
Yeah.
We've got Flynn Cohen's Dead String Ensemble, which is Flynn and Matt Heaton again,
and Danny,
and he's got a fiddler as well with them, and he also has put a couple of albums out under that name. And we've got Trip to Nelson. They put an album out recently this winter. And then the Folk Soul Band, so Dancing Towards the End. So if you like to come and dance and party, that will be going on as well.
What are the hours on that again?
So it goes, we kind of stop by 7, and Folk Soul Band starts somewhere after 5.
I think I read somewhere there's going to be cookies.
Yes. Well, I will talk about the ambiance.
Leslie's in charge of the cooking.
Okay, you can talk about the
mostly.
Ambiance.
Right. We had about 5 years ago, Fred decided that if he built an outdoor stage, that they would come. Meaning, it's time to have a festival in our back meadow where we used to have some horses, but now it was just sitting there being a meadow. So he built a stage, and it's a beautiful, simple outdoor stage with no fuss and feathers, but a gorgeous setup with kind of a bowl of a meadow, like a little amphitheater type effect. And within that meadow for the last 3 festivals, we've seen children playing with hula hoops. The music is gorgeous in the meadow. It's mostly acoustic music. And we have a running stream. We're going to have a food booth with homemade and mostly local-made food, which would be, you know, I make chili with local beef and make sure it's good ingredients and so on. So we're trying to do this thing that's a homegrown event that will last and keep coming back every year, and will feature these local musicians and musicians from the Boston area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lovely family day for anyone who would like to come.
Speaking of Boston bands, shall we play one from Anne Olivia, who will be at the festival on the 18th?
I think that's a great idea.
Good idea, yeah.
So we'll hear one from the album The Same Way Down, featuring Anne Olivia. That's Liz Simmons. Also on this album, Mario Vandersteel, Flynn Cohen, and Emerald Ray. Emerald just produced an album, a solo album recently
as
well.
That's right. Yes. It's a good album.
We've heard it. It's lovely.
It is very nice. Really good. Very nice. So let's listen to a tune called Wherever We're Bound.
Yes, and this is a song that Liz wrote with her friend Sarah Yanni, and it's a great tune.
Anne Olivia on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Sound of Anne Olivia and a tune written by Liz Simmons, Whenever or Wherever We're Bound. That the name of the album is The Same Way Down. And Liz's parents are hanging out with us today. They are Fred Simmons and Leslie Vogel from the Folk Soul Band and the Folk Soul Ensemble. They have a festival coming up on August 18th. It's from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. featuring Anne Olivia, Matt Heaton, Tara Greenblatt Band, and the Folk Soul Ensemble and the Folk Soul Band. Trip to Nelson will be there as well. Now, how can people find out more information about the festival, Fred?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. You can connect with us on Facebook. The Folk Soul Music Festival is on Facebook, as well as the Folk Soul Band is also on Facebook. So that is a simple way of connecting with us. And our website is www.folksoul.com, and that covers all our music.
This is the fourth year that the Simmons / Vocal Family
yes.
has presented the Folk Soul Festival. And so we're all thinking nice weather thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely.
As they come together on the 18th with a presentation of local foods and pretty much local music as well.
Yes.
What do you think we should play from your album, Let It Shine, from the Folk Soul Band?
Yes, so we chose a tune for you called Tout est Ma, which is a very old Mardi Gras song that we learned, and it's a great tune. It's a fun song, so I think folks might get a kick out of it.
Let's play it then from the album from the Folk Soul Band called Let It Shine. This is Tout est Ma. very energetic sounds of the Folk Soul Band from their album Let It Shine and Tu Te Ma here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. What a lot of fun. They will be appearing at the Folk Soul Music Festival on Sunday, August 18th. And it's from 11 until 7 p.m. Again, Fred, a little summary of the groups that are going to be showing up for the festival on the 18th over in Greenfield at the corner of Mountain Road and Driscoll Road.
Well, we have stuff for kids early on. We have some original singer-songwriter from the Tara Greenblatt Band. We have also original music from the Dead String Ensemble. We have original and traditional music from Anna Livia. We have the traditional music of Trip to Nelson, and then we have the Mardi Gras music of the Folk Soul Band. And in between, we also have the Folk Soul Ensemble, which is Leslie and me and our other daughter, Rebecca, who is staying with us for a while, and she plays the fiddle and sings with us, and she fills out our sound just wonderfully. So we've been doing a different little group with the three of us, and we've recently added a bass player. I think Dan Wheeler is going to come as well on stand-up bass. So I think I haven't left anyone out. I think that pretty much
did a great job.
Covers the whole thing.
And just before I let you folks leave, I just have to say it's been such a long time since I've had a chance to hang out with you, Fred. I think the Year Band Tattoo was the first band I ever had in a studio as a radio person, and that was probably close to 25 years ago or so. So it's really good to see you again and able to, and that we have the opportunity to hang out with the new group, which is new for me but not for you, the Folk Soul Band and the Folk Soul Ensemble. So,
And I want to just say that Tattoo still exists as well. We have, that's a living, breathing group too.
Any other bands that you're in that we should be telling folks about?
No, we'll stop there.
Okay. But if you do want to find out more information about what's going on with Fred, you could always email fredbone1@yahoo.com. Or if you want to find out more about the Folk Soul Music Festival, you can call area code 603-547-3730. And there's a Facebook page also, isn't there? What's the Facebook page?
Yep, the Facebook page. You can find us just by writing in Folk Soul Music Festival and liking it, and that will come right up. And then we will be able to communicate with you whenever we have something to say. And our band, the Folk Soul Band, is also reachable the same way, so you can like that as well.
And your website? Is there a special website for the Folk Soul Band?
The website for all of our bands is www.folksoul.com, and that you can read about Tattoo, the Folk Soul Band, and the Folk Soul Music Festival, and our little duet that Leslie and I do also is on there. So it's quite a wide variety.
Thank you so much, Leslie and Fred, for coming by today.
Oh, you're welcome. This is such fun.
Want to leave us with just one more piece?
Okay. Leslie insists that I have to play the trombone before I leave, so this is a tune by the Scatolites we've been doing as a seven-piece band, so you're just going to hear the two of us.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Our guests in the studio, Leslie Vogel and Fred Simmons from the Folk Soul Band. The Folk Soul Music Festival is Sunday, August 18th from 11 till 7. For details, call 547-3730 or you can email fredbone1 at yahoo.com. This is NHPR. Support for NHPR comes from You Are Members and Landmark College, offering a certificate in universal design and technology for professionals in the fields of education, technology, and support services. Information at landmark.edu. And People's United Bank, offering home equity loans to help manage individual financial needs. People's United Bank, what know-how can do. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is NHPR.